President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine and other leaders are calling for NATO to impose a no-fly zone over the country, but thus far, NATO leaders haven't signaled they are willing to make that move yet, fearing it could be seen as a direct act of war against Russia and risk escalating the conflict. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Don Jensen, director of Russia and Europe at the U.S. Institute of Peace and former diplomat at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for being here. So what exactly is a no-fly zone, and how do you decide where a no-fly zone should be?
Well, excellent question. A no-fly zone is what a combatant or, let's say, interested party declares to be an area in the air over which certain kinds of aircraft will not fly, which means to say, in the current case, we or NATO would declare, Russian aircraft would not be allowed to fly over Ukraine, and it's enforced by the declaring party, us or NATO, shooting that aircraft down. And there's two issues why it has come up again. One is, for all their good resistance so far, the Ukrainian Air Force is relatively weak, and by controlling the air or removing Russia from the air, you can protect Ukrainian troops. And second, with the humanitarian disaster we've seen unfold in the last couple of days, a no-fly zone in a more limited way would maybe protect those refugees from counterattacks from the Russian forces, either in the air or on the ground.
So why are NATO countries so reluctant to impose this over Ukraine?
That's essentially a declaration of war, because if we have U.S. or U.S. or NATO aircraft shooting down Russian jets, that's essentially a declaration of war between the two sides, and Putin has said he would regard it as such. So we have to, as we help the Ukrainians, we have to decide whether taking this risk of Russian escalation is worth the good that it might bring. And in every off-ramp point in this crisis, Putin has escalated. So I think having a no-fly zone would really, really increase the danger in the current crisis.
But what is the risk of not having a no-fly zone?
Of not having one means that the Russians could attack civilians. As you know, there's a huge convoy flow of people going across the border to Poland, more than a million. And second, you make the Ukrainian armed forces more vulnerable to Russian attack. So this was essentially a de facto declaration of war against Russia. The White House and almost all NATO members do not want to do that right now. They'd rather support Ukraine logistically with weapons, as they're doing now, and not raise the specter of escalation by the Kremlin by introducing NFC, as they call it.
And has President Biden spoken specifically on the matter?
They're against it very strongly, and NATO is very against it very strongly. They're trying to contain this crisis to Ukraine and build up Ukrainian resistance. But again, this would probably be a step too far, and the NATO allies along the eastern part of the alliance, Poland and the Baltic countries in particular, would be very much in danger if Putin escalated. So for now, it's not on the table, but as you saw, President Zelensky yesterday strongly advocated for it, understandably, but I think it's not going to happen right now.
So by not imposing a no-fly zone, what kind of message does that send?
It sends a message of weakness. Or at a minimum, and it tells Putin he can get away with a lot of stuff up to certain limits. And people sometimes have criticized the NATO-Biden response in this crisis as being too reactive. We're telling Putin what we're not going to do, and maybe it's a better thing to keep him jumping. But either way, by saying no to the no-fly zone, Putin gets a better idea of the limits of where we want to get engaged. Just like we've told them repeatedly, we're not going to directly fight Russia. We've opened a channel of communication between the U.S. and Russian militaries this week. So everything we are doing suggests, A, support for Ukraine, but B, we don't want to get to a direct fight with Russia. And that is a lesson Putin takes and most likely acts accordingly, since he knows now where we will or will not want to get involved.
All right. Don Jensen, Director of Russia and Europe at the U.S. Institute of Peace and former diplomat of the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thank you.